Oh, the shark has pretty teeth, dear, and he shows them a pearly white. Just a jackknife has Mac Heat, dear, and he keeps it out of sight.
Well, thank you, Louie, for that great song and that great rendition of Mac the Knife. Welcome back to the Bruce Allen Show at Dad's Point of View. You can email me at bruce@bruceallen.com or find me and follow me on Twitter at Bruce Allen. We have a special guest for hopefully two segments of our show. Dr. Bob Sears of AskDrSears.com is a renowned pediatrician, author of The Vaccine Book and The Portable Pediatrician, and he's a spokesperson on behalf of CrossCare, makers of Colleaf Infant Drops. Welcome to the Bruce Allen Show, Dr. Sears.
Hey, thanks a lot, Bruce. I appreciate being on the show.
Well, I actually make special efforts to get guests that share my initials.
It's
not easy all the time, but since we share the same initials, even though I don't think we're going to be talking about anything related to the use of those initials, it is a pleasure to have you with me.
Yeah, thanks.
I also really appreciate that you are doing this while waiting for a flight in a lounge at an airport. Where are you? What state are you in?
I live in California, but right now I'm in New York.
Ah, okay. Where in California do you live?
Orange County.
Oh, heck. We're kind of neighbors. I live in Southern California as well, in Calabasas.
Okay.
So we were talking on the break about the fact that one of the areas that you are focusing some energy and some new findings on has to do with babies with colic. And so I would love to hear what you have to say about it, and I want to know where you were 18 and a half years ago when my son did not sleep for 3 months because my firstborn had colic. And it was quite a parenting introduction for my then wife and I. So what's going on in the world of colic?
Yeah, it is so tough, you know, as you experienced yourself. You know, colic is a really tough issue, and for many years, many decades, pediatricians have felt very helpless with colic. And in fact, they're so helpless because we couldn't figure out what was causing it and why these babies were crying so much. So they used to tell parents, and you might have heard this yourself, that that there's really no cause, there's nothing we can do, and the babies are not really in any sort of pain, they're not really in any sort of discomfort, so you don't have to worry. You know, they're just crying for no real reason. And they basically used to tell parents that because they didn't have any better answers.
I was told that it was like stomach discomfort that they will outgrow.
Yeah, you know, we do. Yeah, so you did have a smart doctor back then. Your doctor did know it was a stomach discomfort, because I firmly believe that. But, you know, some doctors still don't. Some doctors
really
think that the babies are not in pain. There's no discomfort. They're just crying because their brains are immature, and it's like they want to be back in the womb.
I would almost say in response to that, you've never seen a colicky baby.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, because Bruce, you know, it's so obvious that they're crying in pain. They're in pain. Something's wrong. And
yeah.
So
I never felt it was excruciating pain. I felt it was just a real discomfort. And at that age of literally days, weeks, months old, they don't know how to express it in any other way than crying.
Right. Right, right. So I like to make a commitment, you know, to my patients that I will keep working with you to figure this out until we can solve what's causing it, or your baby outgrows it, you know, around 4 months.
So what are the new findings, and what is this product that you're a spokesperson for helpful?
Yeah, it is, and it wasn't around 18 years ago, but it has been in Europe for about 15 years. And they've been hiding it from us over there, and they've now just brought it over to the U.S. last year. What it is, it's
alcohol, isn't it? It's really just alcohol. We sedate them.
Exactly. No. Yeah, I'm sure that works too. But what this is, it's a digestive enzyme drop. It's lactase digestive enzymes. It's basically what we would give an adult who has lactose intolerance.
Well, is that part of what colic might be?
Yeah, exactly. You know, there are a lot of different causes, but one of the new causes we're looking at is called transient lactase deficiency, or a deficiency in the digestive enzyme needed.
You mean TLD, of course.
Yeah, TLD. Yeah, we made a little acronym for it. But it's basically the baby doesn't have enough of his own digestive enzymes in his intestines to digest the milk properly.
Now, might this be more or less of a problem with formula or breast milk, or is it unrelated?
No, it can be either, because both formula and breast milk have lactose sugars, you know, the natural milk sugars. And so if a baby doesn't have enough of the enzymes necessary to digest it, then the undigested sugars will go through the intestines and create a lot of gas, and that's what leads to the bloating and the pain associated with colic.
So why, you know, when we were dealing with it, the one thing that seemed to work, as I also told you on break, was the motion of being in a car seat driving, and that would calm our son down. Why did that work? Is it just literally lulling them into some comfort or distraction?
Right. Yeah, because it doesn't actually solve anything within the tummy itself. It's not soothing, you know, to the intestinal system where the discomfort is, but it is calming to the brain. You know, babies are soothed by vibrations or motion, and so yeah, that's an old trick that works for a lot of babies. Yet, still, it doesn't solve the problem. You know, in the first place, and that's what the Coleef infant digestive enzyme drops do, is they prevent the gas and bloating from the lactose intolerance in the first place, so that the babies don't have to experience that. And you know, so far I've been using it for about a year now in my office,
mm-hmm.
and I've seen it help about half of the babies that I see with colic.
Well, that's a good return on investment, so to speak.
It is, and you know, for so many years. I mean, I have my basic approach to colic, and you know, it's basically it's either a milk protein allergy, either you know the proteins in a mom's diet, the milk proteins. If moms are eating a lot of cheese and yogurt and drinking a lot of cow's milk, those cow's milk proteins get into the breast milk, and if the baby's allergic to those, it can cause discomfort. The same with the cow's milk and the infant formula. And the proteins have long been a theory on the cause of colic, but it's not until recently that we started looking at the sugars, you know, the lactose sugar in the breast milk or the infant formula. And so I had all these patients that, you know, that I was not able to solve their colic because, you know, take them off milk proteins, like clean up mom's diet and or change to a milk-free formula, but the babies would still be colicky.
But did that work sometimes, improving the mother's diet or the formula change?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'd say a third of the time, perhaps, taking a mom off all cow's milk products will solve colic, if it's a protein problem. And then if it's the lactose sugar problem, then you know another third or half or so will improve when we help the baby digest the milk sugars more completely using these drops.
Very interesting, very interesting. We got so desperate, I told you, that we actually purchased a product that simulated car vibrations and attached to our son's crib. And it, I thought it was going to change our life, and unfortunately, it was like our baby was too smart, and he said, no, this isn't really a car. I'm only going to stop crying if you actually take me out and drive. So my wife and I, we actually just switched staying up all night. So for 3 months, we alternated. You know, middle of the night duty on 3 and 4 hour shifts of just holding our son and trying to comfort him. We didn't know anything else. The doctor was sympathetic, but basically said what I said, that there's, you know, we think this is digestive and they outgrow it. And he did. Is it sort of, in essence, we're almost out of time for this segment, and I hope you can stay over, because I actually want to ask you some more questions just about breast milk versus formula, because that seems to be an ongoing controversy. But can you stay on for this next segment?
Yeah, absolutely.
Is in essence colic like an allergy?
Yeah, I mean, it can be an allergy to cow's milk proteins. It can be an allergy to other things in mom's diet. Some colic is caused by gluten sensitivity, where a breastfeeding mom is eating a lot of gluten, like, you know, wheat, oats, rye. And we all eat gluten every day, and if a baby's sensitive to that, then that can actually be a cause of colic as well.
So it's process of elimination.
Exactly.
All right, we need to take a break. We'll be back with Dr. Sears after this short break. So hang on, and we will talk more about raising our babies.
And he shows them a pearly white, just a jackknife as Mac Heat